questions about the budget only after he is done explaining it.
I want to start out with this sheet right here, which is, it actually shows, these are actual results for 2006. And I show the first 6 months of 2007. I project the last 6 months, and then the final column is the 2008 budget. The tax assessment is going to stay the same. It's not going to increase, it's not going to decrease. It's $200,000. The second sheet I gave you is kind of to let you know what our share of the tax burden would be on a $100,000 cottage.
Kennedy or Rushford?
Rushford. I don't know the rates for Kennedy, so. Basically, the district's tax bite on a $100,000 cottage would be about 7% of their total taxes. The county would be 31%, the town would be 16, and the school would be 43. It just gives you an idea. Basically, what we're doing with that assessment is we're trying to cover just the operating expenses of the district, excluding any extraordinary expenses. So it's just basically it costs us around close to $200,000 a year to run the district. Salaries, insurances, other expenses, about $200,000 a year. In 2006, our interest income was $46,583. Now we invest exclusively in government-backed securities, primarily Fannie Mae's, Treasury notes, Treasury bills, that type of thing. And it's basically what we're mandated by the state to do. We can only invest in government-backed securities. Our portfolio of those securities for 2006 earned about 5.25%, which is about what that type of portfolio should earn. You can see that there's a column in there this year on redeemed securities, and we had a gain of $6,352 on redeemed securities. This came about because we had to liquidate to pay for the repairs at the dam. But it's a good indicator because when you have a gain on a bond, it means that your coupon rate is higher than what the market rate is. So consequently, we had a gain of about $6,400 on that. Our insurance bill for 2006 was $14,570. That's primarily $2 million in general liability, $1 million in wrongful acts. We have a very small property policy, but the bulk of that premium is for our general liability. Several years ago, we set up with an investment manager with McDonald Investments. This was done probably about 10 years ago. And he helps me with the investing in this portfolio. Does a great job. Our cost on that is like 45 basis points, which is pretty low. Legal fees in 2006 were $27,702. Major repairs, we did some repointing, $480,000. We did some repointing on the dam for $19,600. And we had engineering expenses of around $31,000 for the dam project. The contractor, we paid $429,000 to him. And there was another $1,300 miscellaneous expenditures related to the gate rehab. Property improvements, you'll see down there, $4,986. That was a new security system at the dam that we installed. 2007, again, our tax revenue was $200,000. We have not received yet, but we're hoping to receive probably September, October. Grant revenue was $685,000. When we started this project, we knew that we were going to get $267,000 from the state. Last summer, I believe it was, we got a letter saying that they were offering additional funding. And what originally we got the flat amount of $266,000, but they had offered us additional funding for any applicant that would cover 75% of the project. So the $685,000, which we have been told we're going to get, represents 75% of the cost of that project. That project ran us $940,000, something like that. We actually started that project back in 2001, where we had significant engineering fees to determine what was going to be done on those gates. So that $935,000, some of those expenditures go back to 2001. You won't see it all on this budget. Our initial engineering on that project was $78,527. That was strictly just their evaluation of what we should do to repair the gates. We paid an additional engineering fee of $66,000 for an evaluation of the safety of the dam, which the state required. The contract with STC was $705,500. We ended up having to pay out almost $12,000 in security. We had a situation at the dam where there was some vandalism. Some of their property was damaged. The town of Canyadea and the town of Rushford have agreed to pay us each $2,500 towards that security. Our insurance this year is only going to be about $8,700. We've got a quote on that. Right now, it's a very soft insurance market right now, which I think some of that is, some of that lower premium is due to that. However, one of the things that the insurance looks at is they look at our financials and the excessive legal fees forced our liability rate to go up. Legal fees in 2007, $61,000 I'm projecting. I'm projecting approximately around $10,000 on a legal situation where there's a dispute between a lakefront landowner and six backlot individuals. We're trying to negotiate that. Our general fees have been about $8,600, and I would say the bulk of that has been trying to put together this new legislation that the district wants to. I think some of you have probably heard about that. The other $7,700 has been legal fees we've incurred through a wrongful discharge lawsuit that's been filed against us by a former employee. I'm estimating for 2008 that our legal fees will be approximately $30,000. Again, I sit down with the lawyers, we try to figure out where we're going to be on some of these things, and some of this stuff is winding down, I should say. Fair enough to say that. Doesn't mean it won't wind back up again. It's starting to wind down, and it's approximately $10,000 for each one of those general, this wrongful discharge, and this dispute between a lakefront landowner and six backlots. For 2008, we budgeted $80,000 for major repairs, and a breakdown of that $80,000 is around $50,000 for survey work and core samples at the dam. The Dam Safety Department of New York State that monitors our dam now and came into play when we started to go after grant money. They want us to look into, and Bill, if I'm saying something wrong here, you can jump in, but they want us to look into hard facing the back side of the dam. When they did the safety evaluation, their concern was if there is an overtopping in a severe storm, that the bedrock that the dam is built on could be compromised. And so they want us to take samples to determine that, which is going to be fairly expensive to do that, the samples plus the analysis. And I would guess a project like that could be well over $1 million. I would think maybe close to $1.5 million. Obviously, if something like that came about and they wanted us to do something like that, we would apply for grants. We probably wouldn't. I don't think we'd even start a project like that unless we had grants filed and grants approved. You'll see where the investment income has gone up in 2008 from $46,000 in 2006 down to $29,000 in 2007 up to $63,000 in 2008. What I'm counting on there, obviously, is the grant revenue that we're going to get. If we receive that grant revenue, you'll see at the bottom of the page we have what's called a dam repair fund. And right now that dam repair fund at the end of 2006 stood at $667,000. We're hoping with the receipt of the grant revenue that reserve fund would go up to $1,137,000 and at the end of 2008 up to $1,167,000. One of the things you have to remember with any one of these grants that we apply for, there is a local funding provision on all these projects, and it's generally 25%. So if we were to go after this project where we're going to have to put a hard facing on the back side of the dam, the district's cost on that could be $250,000 or more. So it is important that we do manage a reserve fund. One of the things that hopefully can be done differently, the board came to the conclusion that this gate project had to be done immediately. People that have worked on the dam can obviously vouch for the fact how difficult it was to operate the dam without those gates working properly. So we kind of went ahead with the project prior to grant approval because we felt we had to do it for for safety reasons and for just the general operation of the dam. I would hope that if we go ahead with a project in the future, you can get staged payments from the state. I mean, you can fill out forms and tell them what your progress has been, and they will participate in the funding right from the beginning. But this gate project was a little different. It was something that we had to do. We had the money to do it, and it was important that we do this project, so the commissioners went ahead and decided to go ahead with it. Just to give you an idea, I alluded to the fact the cost to run the district. In 2006, the cost to run the district was around $97,000. In 2007 and 2008, I'm projecting it's going to be a little over 100. So part of that $200,000 is going to be used for the $80,000 in repairs we planned for 2008, which I alluded to, which is the core samples and...
there's one other project that I forgot to mention.
Channel study. We've set aside $30,000 to study that. I'm not really that acquainted with it. Maybe, Bill, you could explain that, and, that study that we want to do?
Well, down by the public swimming area, the creek channel has, over the years, moved where it's now almost right up onto the shoreline, and it's undercutting all the docks over on that side. And what we're looking at, or what we got to get the DEC and probably Army Corps of Engineers will get involved because you're in the lake bed, is trying to reposition that channel back in more into the middle of the lake where when the spring and fall and when you get the rains, it's not cutting that bank out so everybody's not going to lose their dock down there.
That's about all. I mean, it's not really a complicated budget. It's basically what it costs us to run the district and what we put aside for major repairs and that type of thing. I am happy with the fact that we were successful in getting that grant money because that will get our reserve fund up above $1 million again, which is where I think it should be. Any questions?
In 2000, you said in 2007 you spent $10,000 for attorneys to write that new legislation?
About $8,000.
Okay. What meeting was that okayed at? Did that have to be okayed at a meeting?
Basically, I bring those bills into meetings and they're okayed before I pay them. I don't know exactly what meeting, but basically I would say that $8,600 was probably over... I don't know, 7-8 month period.
I'm talking prior to this that they okayed to have this done, okayed to hire the attorney's office to write the legislation. Would you happen to know what meeting that might have been?
I don't remember offhand.
Can anybody on the board help me there?
It was done in October in executive session.
Okay.
Why would that be in an executive session?
It was a legal matter.
To pass a new legislation without talking to the public is a legal matter?
We didn't pass the legislation. We hired an attorney to assemble the legislation.
To review and see what we had to do.
After we had a meeting with Senator Young.
I think there are some sticky points to that legislation, I must say, that people have. I do know from being at the meetings that the sole purpose of that legislation was to give... more power to the district to enforce its rules and regulations. I know there's been other issues that have come up, but I will say that the real thrust of that was basically to give the district powers to enforce its rules.
Question on the investment portfolio.
Sure.
Do we have any subprime holdings?
No.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
All federal notes?
It's all Treasury bills and Fannie Mae bonds.
Okay.
That would be an absolute no-no. wouldn't it be something we would either be allowed to do? I mean, I would be in violation of the, if I was invested in something like that. Because it's not completely backed. What we are allowed to invest in is something that's 100% backed by the U.S. government. We're even limited as to how much, limited in our deposits in a commercial bank. For example, we can't have more than the FDIC insurance limit in a commercial bank. So we're pretty well regulated.
And what was the dollar amount of the portfolio today?
Today it's like 406, I'm sorry, today it's 485. Okay. I'm at about 485 right now.
Yes.
And that is 490 is face value. And it's two Fannie Mae bonds, three Fannie Mae bonds, and four Treasury bonds.
Nice. Good job.
Maturities, 2010, 11, 08.
And you're averaging over five, you said?
Over five right now.
Nice.
Five and a quarter, approximately.
Good. Good job.
But we've got some of these, I got a coupon of 7.25 on one. We've been, the important part of the budget process is to be able to go to your investment counselor, and that to me is the most important part of it, to be able to tell him, how can we stagger your portfolio?
Okay,
so that, we talked about this this project at the dam in 2001. So we made sure that we had funding, and that we weren't going to disturb any investments we didn't want to disturb. In order to do that project. We tried.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just wondering, how much has the RLRD paid to the lawyers, the Hiscott lawyer, concerning both the legal costs and the litigation costs? Is there a breakdown on that?
The only thing I can tell you on that, the notes I have here are from 2006 on.
Okay.
There was some substantial payments in 2005. But in 2006, we paid $17,000 for, land dispute. We paid another $11,000 for general services. A lot of that, I think, was with the election. Wasn't a lot of that in 2006 had to do with some questions about the way we were running the election? Some of that, I'd have to help you with that. I could get the bills out and we could look at it, but I thought a lot of that was just some election questions. Not all $11,000. I don't want to give you that impression, but it's just general.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, there were some election questions because I wanted to double check some things.
Right.
To be sure we were running it the way we were supposed to run.
Right. But it wasn't the whole $11,000. It's just general things like procedures at meetings, the general type stuff. In 2007. To date, in 2007, we've paid about $9,800 out on that land dispute. We've paid another $7,600 out on general, and we paid $3,000 out on the wrongful discharge question. The balance of the balance of the rest of the year, again, these are estimates. Probably between now and the end of the year, maybe another $35,000. Probably 10 on the land dispute. Probably 10 on general to get this legislation right. And another 15 on the wrongful discharge, roughly. I mean, these are guesses.
Okay, that's close.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
Bill, thank you very much for a very good presentation. Now we will begin our regular meeting. Could you please stand for the pledge to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Or are there any changes?
Make a motion that we accept the agenda as written.
Is there a second? All in favor? All right, we'll begin with the requests.
Should do minutes, right?
Oh, that's right, we should. Minutes. Everybody had a chance to look over the minutes? Are there any changes? I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Make a motion we accept the minutes as written.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Now we can go on to requests. We'll start with the tabled request, Roney et al. And Veely. And I think we have some people here who wanted to speak. Is Mr. Roney here? No.
Is that Earl Roney?
Yes.
I don't see him here. We shared a doc with Mr. Roney and the Wilsons.
Okay.
Are you the folks that have the place up for sale, or are you just...
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Since Mr. Holmes isn't here yet, I know he wanted to talk. Do we want to just move on?
Honestly, Deb, after the letter that we received from Mr. Schmidbauer and from Mike Holmes, I honestly believe that we need to have a bunch of commissioners there to take a look at this and do some hard measuring.
Okay.
I mean, from my vantage point, I don't speak for the rest of the board, but from my vantage point, the problem we have there is we've got three existing licenses that we have to accommodate somehow. And in my mind, you folks got, you in particular, okay, got caught in the middle of this thing because, you know, we've got documentation going back way too long ago that Mr. Roney, well, this goes back to 1998, and you probably weren't even owners at that point. So, I mean, there's issues there that need to be decided, but at the same time, we can't, in my opinion, we can't take your license away from you and devalue your property.
Yeah. Okay, that's our main concern, because we are in the process of selling, and we want to be able to, that's the reason we bought the property was for the deck. For the boat on the water.
I know, as soon as we bought the property, we went out and bought the boat the next day.
Right.
And I know the Wilsons did the same thing. And I know that Mr. Roney, how I perceive it is like, at 1.2, there was like two pontoon boats down there on both ends, you know. I mean, that's huge, okay. And then right after that, there was a 21-footer on our side, okay. Now, we're trying to come up with some kind of like dock plans or what do you call, bylaws, that says that you cannot, you know, put these huge pontoon boats or a 21-footer on that and everything like that. So we're working towards that. And as of right now, like Mr. Rooney, he has a 14-footer, okay? I have a 17. I think the Wilsons has a 16. And Mr. Rooney said this is the first time that the dock has actually worked. You know
right.
what I mean? Like everybody's fitting in and, you know, nobody has a problem, you know? So now we're at a point where, like, I mean, we're looking... Well, we actually signed papers to sell and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, I mean, they're looking for a boat right now, you know, for the whole situation. So we just want to make sure that we can say, like, you know.
If one of the, I mean, for sure, okay, there's going to be some restriction on the length and width of boats on that dock. For absolute, because that's the only way we can possibly make this thing work.
Well, and it is apparently right now a danger to Mr. Holmes, correct? There are some inconveniences to him, and it's over into their, into the shared right-of-way by a lot.
Okay.
Correct?
I mean, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, so there may actually have to be, and I agree with Rick, I think a bunch of us, somebody will carry me down there, will have to go down and actually look, and there may actually have to be modifications to the dock.
Okay.
I mean, we have to think, too, of these people who were the Holmes, the Schmidbauers, who are fairly new, but, so I think we're going to have to take a look at this. We don't want to take away your rights, but on the other hand, we may have to modify some things.
But can we tell the new owners that, you know, you'll have a dock space?
We won't say what size or...
Okay.
All right.
We want to at least be able to tell them that, because that's why you buy the property, to store that dock space.
I'd get that writing from the commission.
If you're going to try to accommodate, it's going to be very hard to accommodate three boats.
Right.
It's going to be very hard. If you did do anything, that dock would have to be very narrow.
Cut into, that's what I said, it really has to be modified.
Two foot. It's got to be a two-foot walkway to get...
Are you the people that originally asked for the permit for the kayak or canoe? There was somebody else who did, and then they went and bought a big boat?
No.
That's Wilson. Wilson, we approved Wilson's permit based on the fact that they said it was a canoe owner.
Okay, what's your pleasure, people?
When are you in the process of signing papers?
Yeah, we are signing.
They're doing the closing right now. Not the closing, but, you know, up to the closing, the search, survey, and all that.
Okay, I mean, I would, from my standpoint, I would advise them that they are more than likely going to have to invest some money in dock rebuild.
Yes, okay.
And that, you know...
And they won't be able to have monster boats there.
Well, that's, we told them, but I mean, he's actually looking at buying my boat, you know, so, I mean, my boat's a 17-footer.
We can't advise, we can't advise you on the sale. The only thing we can, you know, the board, and if I'm wrong or somebody disagree with me, but we can't revoke your license, okay? But we can make it conditional on certain things that need to be done, because for whatever reason it wasn't done in 98.
Right.
So we have to correct it now in 2007. So we're not going to revoke your license, okay? But there will be, you know, the new owners are going to have to spend some money on rebuilding the dock and living up to certain bylaws that we would ask that you put into your community dock agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. I mean, it's just hard for us, because like I said, I mean, when we're there, it's like we actually have... That dock has got very small boats on it now, you know, as opposed to, like I said, a 21-footer, a pontoon boat, you know, two pontoon boats. I mean, it's huge, you know, compared to what, you know, a 14 and a... and I understand it might be too wide or whatever like that, and I don't know if maybe, you know, I don't know if Mr. Holmes isn't here yet or anything like that. Like I said, like...
Mr. Schmidbauer is here.
Okay. I don't know if there's some kind of thing that we can work out with those people or not. I don't know.
Are you saying limit the size? You're not saying take away to a canoe.
No, I'm just asking.
Could we say they will be able to have a boat, whether it's 16, 17, 14?
I wouldn't want to commit to that, no. That's what I'm saying, because we have a 20-foot right-of-way, okay, that we need 5 foot on each side. So that takes us down to 15 feet. Okay?
10 feet.
Okay? You take and put a 2-foot dock through the center of it, right? That's 8 foot.
Actually, 4 foot on each side.
I'm saying 8 foot, that gives me 8. If you put 4, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you're going to do this thing.
Well, I think you just got to table it until you went on and review everything.
But yeah. I guess by the cottage to put a boat on there and a canoe. You can't do a canoe on that lake. It's too busy. You can't do a kayak or anything like that. You'll get run over.
You're asking us for answers with regards to your sale, and we can't give you those. We can't.
Yeah, but even if we kept the house, or we wouldn't want you to be able to say you can't have your boat.
And I realize that you folks are not the issue. The problem is that this goes back to 1998, and prior boards didn't. See, if prior boards would have done this in 1998, okay, then you wouldn't be here because you'd have a canoe right now, and you wouldn't have a 17-foot boat.
The one about cottages.
That's my point exactly.
But this house has been around for more than 1998.
And there's been issues with it prior to that, but this is when Mr. Rooney, Mary Knight, and Grant and Davoli were made aware of it, and they chose to ignore it. So you're asking us to give you an idea on your sale, and we honestly can't do that.
Yeah, but when you go down, like when we went down to actually register for a boat dock, we were told, this is your side of the boat, and don't put something in there, you know, here's the boating regulations. You can't get above a 21 foot. That's what we were told. By Rhonda when we came down to issue the dock.
That's probably
a common thing that's probably...
No, that's the limit of any boat on the lake.
I know, but at that point, wasn't that a point where somebody says, let me dig in the records there. Wait, there's a problem with that dock. That should be adjusted. You know, this is the situation with that. And there's nothing brought up at that point. Now, the Baxters, before the Wilsons had it, they were there. They should have been told. I mean, there's a lot of people that sell. Even like the Holmes, I guess they got that from somebody else too. So everybody there has all changed. So hasn't anybody from you guys updated any of those people on, you know, where's the diligence of, you know, making sure all that's running okay?
Unfortunately, we're sort of like the police. We don't get involved until there's a problem. And I kind of think that's where we're at right now. Unless there's a problem, we don't just look through all this. Now, maybe we should, I don't know. But certainly there is a problem. We've got a letter dated April 14, 1998. Nothing was, and there were things spelled out for Mr. Rooney, Mr. Knight, and Mrs. DeVolio. Nothing was done on that. And unfortunately, you know, it was sort of the sins of the father have descended down onto you people, and it's too bad. And we'll try our best to keep your space and still make it safe for Mr. Holmes, Mr. Schmidbauer, and the others. That's the best we can say right now. Do you want to set a date for us to go down?
There's other 20-foot right-of-ways that have three dock spaces. Are they going to be restricted from now on?
I mean, this will set a precedent.
Yeah,
still.
This will go around the whole lake.
You can't
have 20-foot right-of-ways.
Then you're going to have to go down to every single
this one does?
Community dock.
You probably should.
And once again, if the issue comes before us, mm-hmm. then we will have to address it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Are there any other dock slips available in that area?
No. I mean, to be honest with you, we bought the cottage to, you know, just the boat, Mm-hmm. You know, we got a pool at home. I got a pond at home I can fish in. You know, it's like.
Who's gonna reimburse us for if the south sale fall through now. Because we can't honestly sell the cottage now without telling these people this problem.
I realize that.
So now we're out all that money.
At this point in time, I don't know that you're out all that money. I don't know that some compromise or resolution can't be reached.
No, what's a compromise? Is it the two names, like Holmes and the other person on the side? Do they have to, if they all agree on something?
They've already expressed a, express their wishes to the board. Okay. That's why I said, you know, before we started all this, that we have to go down there and look at this and see what can be done. I don't know what can be done. I'm not gonna tell you I do. I don't. And at the same time, I'm not gonna tell you that we can advise you on what to do with the sale of your property. We can't do it. It's a mess over there.
Well, we gotta go down, so when can we?
Next Monday.
Monday? At?
This coming Monday?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend Monday.
Oh, Labor Day weekend Monday, okay. At a time?
3:00? Are you gonna be out on Monday, Mr. Schnellbauer?
I can be there, yeah, no problem. That's fine.
That way, I mean, because Holmes lives there.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something we should be there for too?
Not really. We're just doing measurements. It's helping it out. If you wanna be there, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know what I mean? If you wanna be there next Monday at 3:00, you're more than welcome to.
Does the 5-foot rule from the line apply to right-of-ways? Do you have to be 5 feet away from the property line on a right-of-way with a dock or a boat? Or can you use that whole 20 feet?
According to this policy, you're supposed to be 5 feet from both sides. And that's what this policy says. I know there's many places where it's not like that, but that's what our policy says.
Because they did that on their own or because you granted permission?
Because past boards have granted permissions. I know there's right-of-ways where the docks take up the whole right-of-way. So, and the neighbors on each side don't complain for whatever reason.
Can I just make a guide? For what I know, all the years that I've been sitting on here, the basic thing is that it doesn't infringe upon another lakefront owner's use of their property.
If they
challenge the 5 feet, it's because maybe a boat is sticking out on the lakefront owner's frontage. That's the only time I've ever seen them challenge that.
Yeah, I was under the impression that you didn't have to be on a right-of-way. Like a dock could run down right one side of it and take 15 feet.
Again, I don't think it's a hard and fast rule. It's whether or not you're infringing upon a lakefront owner's frontage. What should be?
Some sort of rule.
The rule is it doesn't infringe on somebody's property.
We've got the rule, it's just...
The rule, I mean, it's written in the law, I mean, when you get your little packet, it's written in there, the bolt is brass.
But until there's a problem, we just don't know where the infringements have come. And like Bill said, I mean, for years, neighbors got along and didn't have a problem with this. And then all of a sudden, there's a problem.
One thing is, Doug, a lot of them was grandfathered on the RJ, he stole one of those. And a lot of those right-of-ways got sold over.
And that also, and again, if they were grandfathered in, we don't always know that until it comes before us and there's a problem.
There's no way that the board could go around and examine every single dock and make everybody on the right-of-ways rebuild all of their docks. It's just not gonna happen.
It just doesn't seem fair that they would do that anyway.
Right.
Like you say, as long as no infringe or interfere, it's kind of courtesy that you're courteous to your neighbors, you try not to, you know, be loud and noisy at the dock or take up on their spot.
The problem is, you might all get along now, but the people you're selling it to, I don't know who they are. Well, they might be very nice, but...
Well, that's why, you know, like I said at the beginning, it's like we're trying to get together some bylaws so we don't have these extreme boats and everything like that, because, I mean, to be honest with you, it's like we had two potential sales on the cottage, and one of them wanted a pontoon boat, and we said, no, that's crazy, we can't sell it to you, because we wouldn't do that for the neighbors, you know what I mean? Another one wanted to modify the dock to some extreme. I don't want to do that either, you know, I want to just keep it just normal, you know? I'm not looking to, like, do something to the extreme. As a matter of fact, I'm happy with the way it is. I don't even want an adjustment
Like, I didn't, you know, it didn't matter to me that dock plan that Mr. Rooney put together. It's like, he just came down and submitted it, you know. I could go either way. I mean, it doesn't matter to me as long as I can go down there and enjoy my boat when I want to enjoy my boat, you know, like that.
I don't know that we're jotting the, I mean, I'm not saying that we're jotting the water with this thing yet. But I mean, I'm just saying, until we can get down there and look at it and devise some sort of plan, I can't tell you what to do. I'd be lying to you if I told you.
There can be a compromise, like say we are over the board, but maybe the neighbors are willing to let you have a couple extra on each side.
But the neighbors now might be okay with that, but then what do you do with the neighbors that buy it from them aren't happy with that?
I think we've got to call the question, okay? Can I have a motion to table this until it's inspected?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All favor?
Aye.
All right, now we have a bunch of new...
Excuse me, I'm just going to move my kids out because I don't want to subject.
They're very good kids. They must have very good parents. I know, I worked with kids. You can always tell the parents are good if the kids are good. Oh, Veland, is that a second one or?
Well, that was tabled in July. It's a tabled one. It carries over because it was tabled. Well, it was tabled because there was a hoist there, and he and neighbors state the hoist has always been there. It's nothing wrong.
Okay. All right. We're going on to the case of Veely for a permit for a hoist. Is that the one where they had to get the permit for the hoist before they got the permit for the dock? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said the hoist has always been there, so I don't know.
Okay, then, the hoist didn't interfere with anybody. This is the one. Isn't Veely down by you? Veely down by you? No?
No.
It's a new one. It's on tape. I know which one it is. The hoist didn't interfere with anybody.
Is it in the same footprint?
Well, it was my concern. The picture they sent us didn't have a hoist there. I went to do inspection. There's a hoist there. They're saying that there was always a hoist there. Didn't interfere with anything. Make a motion to approve.
Okay. Absolutely does not interfere with anybody down there.
No. That was the one that you moved to foot over or something. No.
No. No. That's another one. Okay. All in favor?
All right.
All right. Now we can go on to the new one. Richard Porky at Mill Street, install hoist.
Yeah. There's space. It's a community dock, and he's just putting a lift in between in his space, basically. And there's room and everything. There shouldn't be a problem. There are already lifts in the other slips there, so I would make a motion we accept it.
Second.
I have to abstain. It's on my community
dock. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yankee. All right, the next one is the Yankees, Bill and Carol on Edmonds Road. Remove trees, construct shed, dig well, install drain line.
I went down, I mean, the tree they're talking about is right in the middle of the trailer, and it's half dead anyhow. So I have no problem with the tree. The shed or the well, I mean, they showed me all this stuff over a year ago, and I inspected it at that point in time. I had no problems with it whatsoever. And I went down and re-inspected it as well.
And the drainage ditch, Rick will be,
Bobby, okay? Yeah, Bobby's hammer, I believe, is doing it, so.
And it won't drain on into anybody else's land?
No, not
there.
Okay. All right. Nope. Yeah, that's it.
Should we put a lot of money on it?
Must be.
Yeah. Motion?
So moved.
Moved by Rick. Second by?
Second.
By Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Buncey. Jeff and Bonnie, Lakeshore Circle. They want a license for B278.
Dock's in good condition, there was no boat in there, so I make motion we approve it.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Glenn and Michelle Turner on Rush Creek Road, Area I. Did you all get the diagram? First of all, there's a dispute on ownership of the dock. And if anything comes to a vote, I must abstain because I am the sister of the owner of the property under dispute.
I looked for this dock. This is the one we went on the bridge looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Honestly, we looked for this dock and couldn't find it.
And does it exist?
I don't know. I mean, there was no... I couldn't find that number in there.
Does the owner of the property want to speak?
The dock in question has no plate on it.
Okay. What numbers is it between them?
I can't tell you that.
If you can provide me those, then I can go down and inspect it. But without a number on it and not having adjacent numbers, I couldn't find it.
Madam Chair, if I can have the floor.
Yes, sir.
I purchased that property 2 years ago. And my deed and my survey, I'll pose a question to you first. Is it one of the district rules that obviously we know we can't build under the 1450 elevation, but when the district was formed in 81 and Chapter 78 was put in the history books of New York State law, one of your rules was that your boundaries on your property could be extended with permission from the Board of Commissioners to build dockage below the 1450 elevation, as long as it was within your boundaries, extended from what you owned above the 1450.
I believe, well, that applies to a front lot only.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. My lot lines.
But these are B licenses.
That we have no idea why they were B's, because there's no back lot. Some of those dock owners down there have no property.
Okay. But I'm just saying, from with regards to your question, okay?
Okay.
Because it's an existing back lot license, okay. I don't know that we've ever turned something from a back lot to a front lot. I think that would be setting a dangerous precedent.
What you have is a dangerous precedent now, because they were granted this back lot. Now, my main dock has a master tag on it.
Correct.
That controlled everybody else around that bay. That still has a master license on it. The green tags.
Yes.
I don't know anything about a master license.
Your
green tags?
Yeah, those were just the old ones that were issued.
It's just they changed, when they changed tags, they changed colors.
This is what one of the commissioners had told me.
I know nothing about any kind of a master license.
Okay. Nobody has a back lot on that bay. My lines extend from the center of County Road 49 up the center of Rush Creek Road and the center of Rush Creek. That encompasses the entire bay.
Okay. But you don't own it, so it's a moot point.
No, I have. You own it.
Correct.
You own below the 1450 elevation.
Correct.
But it's the same with me up on Sunset Drive. You own mine too, but you don't allow anybody else to put docks on my frontage.
But you don't have frontage there.
I do have frontage.
No, because you're applying for a B license.
There's no license on this thing.
No, hold on. He's not the one applying for it.
Right, right.
Well, because you told me he was the owner of the property.
He's the owner of the
right.
property that's in dispute.
Right.
He's not the one applying for it. Sorry.
Okay.
The one that is
applying for ownership has no property.
They have no property in the district?
No.
Then how did they get a license transfer to begin with?
You don't transfer those.
You've been doing this constantly for years.
You don't transfer those. Those docks were sold.
They have. No, we cleared that up, and I've done a number of inspections in there and asked...
You haven't cleared it up, because those docks were sold by Lindell Hutton. They were sold. That's a first in the district. They were sold.
The person that...
They were built by Lindell Hutton and sold by Lindell Hutton.
The docks might have been, yes, but the license were, I'm sorry.
The person that Turner purchased from did hold a license.
Right. So we approved the license transfer, correct?
So that's why...
Well, apparently you didn't, because he's asking for a license for it.
No, from the prior owner to Turner.
Oh, okay, right.
We had to have gone in there and done an inspection on it to approve a license transfer.
Some board member.
It was never given to Turner.
Not necessarily you guys.
Yeah.
Years and years and years ago.
Why is Turner applying if it's already in his possession?
No.
No.
The prior...
There was a person who owned this property before. They had a dock license. They have sold it to Glenn Turner. Glenn Turner is applying for that dock license. That's why it's on the list.
Glenn Turner doesn't own that property.
He handed me in a deed.
I've got the deed.
So that needs to be really... It was Irving before Turner.
It still is.
We need to...
It still is. He doesn't own that property. He may have bought it on a land contract, but he doesn't have the deed. The deed's in Irving's name.
He did give me a deed on it.
He gave you a deed in Irving's name?
No, he gave me a deed with his name. I'm not stupid.
Well...
I wouldn't do that.
I just went to the courthouse and pulled the deed, and it's in Mr. Irving's name.
Will we table this until next week?
Oh, yeah, we need to check that.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And I abstain. All right, going on to Schmidbauer, Ed and Carol at Sunset Circle, construct another dock. Mr. Schmidbauer, you already have a dock, correct?
That is correct. I also have a cottage without a dock.
A backlot property?
That is correct.
A backlot property?
Yes.
Does that fall within our...
He's got enough room to put six docks on the frontage. But that, as I explained to him, that license is going to remain with the front lot. It's not going to get transferred to the backlot.
Understood.
And he understands.
There is a bell.
Now, with your... I talked with Mike Holmes again today. You're not actually... Mike is here, great. You're not going to follow the line. You're going to conform to the way that the docks in that area go. Help me out.
Where they all are?
Yeah. Correct?
No.
No. Then it's going to be a navigation hazard, isn't it?
The matter that was tabled is an issue here, I think, too. If you want to table this based on that, certainly go ahead and do it. I think maybe we need to resolve the other matter that was addressed earlier regarding the right-of-way.
Okay.
And that, because that one is also not following the property line. Okay, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So perhaps this should be tabled, and if you don't want to approve it, I understand.
Why don't we table it, because we gotta go down there and look at that other one anyway, and then we can look at everything.
We're gonna be going down...
But I don't think I really have a problem with that.
Well, but we'll just table it till we look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's... That's fine, but I mean, it meets all those requirements.
I'll make a motion, we table it till we review.
Is there a second?
No, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Leonard and Teresa Hannell, license. This is near Bill Hart, correct? Any problems with that?
This is another one that wasn't, there was no number on this thing, and I didn't have any, and I've got nothing on either side, so I couldn't find it.
Who owned the property before the Hanels? Any ideas?
Well, it still doesn't look good.
Yeah, we gotta look at the dock, and that's the problem. Can't find the dock.
I can't find the dock.
Well, maybe that's another one that should be tabled and looked at.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Carol Salzman's on the other side.
And Salzman's on the other side? And Salzman?
Yeah.
Is it Salzman on the agenda today, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
027.
Okay, so if, we can, let's table this one, because this dock is in good repair, but there's an issue with Salzman. So we'll table this until the next meeting as well, we'll look at this one, too.
Okay, and a motion for that?
I'll second.
So moved.
All in favor? So we're tabling Hanels. Are you, okay, Crossing?
Well, this is another one.
No number on that.
No, there's no number on this, but this is, this whole, we sent a letter back late, what, January? December? Right?
Yep.
I mean, I mean, the tussing is fine, I make a motion, we approve tussing.
But you're saying it is a problem area with the...
Lane, we sent a letter to, and, you know, we still...
Remove that jet ski lift.
Yeah.
And we still got no answer back.
And they still haven't removed the jet, okay.
It's still there, so, I mean, tussing is not a problem at all.
Okay, motion?
I make the motion.
Second? Okay, James, second is tussing. All in favor?
Aye.
Now Salzman.
There's a lift on Salzman that's on the wrong side with no permit. And that I know to be a fact, because my parents owned their cottage next door. They're blocking access to a backlot dock in there by where that lift is positioned that they have no permit for. And they can put it on the other side just fine and not infringe.
So, do you wanna make a motion?
I make a motion that we...
Write them a letter.
Write them a letter, and give them until October, until November 15th to move the lift, at which point in time they need to contact us, and I'll re-inspect. No later than November 15th.
Is there a second to that? All in favor? Any discussion? Everybody's in favor?
So we're not gonna issue the license till we get that corrected?
Remember Jenny Harris came to us, that she was trying to sell that property about this one a while ago?
Yeah. Okay, there was a complaint about the condition of docks in Area G, B-181, B-182, Avaniac, and Buncee.
Well, we need to table that, because now I've got a request, I've got another issue there from Bob Lozinski or something, that he's in this, that we gotta research that, too.
All right, is there a motion that we table this, table it for when? Let's put a date on it.
Well, for the next meeting.
Okay, that's the 7th, you can do it then by then.
I can have it all done by then.
All right, is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
It looks like we got another issue, like with Tom Thomas, where a license runs out.
All right, under old business, I think we've covered all the new requests, correct?
No.
No? We don't?
No, we haven't.
We have...
We have four more.
Oh, geez, I didn't have that page, sorry. Okay. Hansberger, Greg, and Lynn. They want a license in Area H, Trail 5, B-362.
I didn't get that thing either.
Give it to you, Glenn.
Yeah, that's fine.
We haven't looked at it, so we really can't do anything with it, right? Okay.
I haven't looked at any of these.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to look at them from the last meeting till now.
Yeah.
See, I did all my dock inspections prior to the last meeting.
So, Schilling, I think we can deal with, right, because you and I went down there along with Dick Boaz.
Yes.
So we can deal with that. But is there a motion to maybe table Hansberger, Thomas, and Bucci?
Bucci, we got to table all until...
All right, until the 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, let's deal with Schilling. And I did go down and look at that. And Mr. Schilling, is he here? He has made a... I think in the attempt to be reasonable, he has made a compromise. He's willing to move his dock and his lift 2 feet to the north. Will that help a lot?
Yeah, that'll put it, I went down and measured it with him. If he moves it 2 feet to the north, even his outside post of his lift will still be in line with the shed, not with those other posts that were in the water. Right.
So the other people, Overs and Brown, can get out?
Well, it's, no. No.
It's still tight. I mean, they can get in and out now. It's just tight.
And I mean, we can't, he's a front lock license. We cannot dictate the length of his boat.
Okay.
Period, darn end discussion. Yeah. That's where...
That's fine. I'm all for that. Okay.
That's where the major plot comes in.
Yeah, there. Exactly. I think we all...
But if he goes over 2 feet, it's going to free up some space. Yeah.
So, did we already approve his license and his lift and all that? Are we just approving his compromise?
We're approving his reconstruction, that's
correct. Okay, all right. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now we can go on. Correct? All right. I had Rhonda hand out the comprehensive plan that I put together, and believe me, first of all, I have to thank the Allegheny County people who developed this plan, because basically I took it. We do have copies for the audience, anybody who wants one, but we weren't going to burden you with a lot of paperwork. What I would like on this comprehensive plan, I know it's 3 pages and you're going to say, wow, what is this? What I would like to have you do is look it over. And the next meeting we come to on the 7th, prioritize and eliminate. Or prioritize and say, I don't want to deal with some of these now, let's deal with them in 3 years. Of course, probably the biggest priority is dam maintenance, repair, and safety. But there's other things here that I think need to be looked at. So if you can give me some direction on where you want to go, which ones you want to concentrate on, say for the next 3 years, and then I will try to go to the residents, the community, and I'm also going to try to draw in people from Canyon and Rushford. They complain that they get ignored and we don't care about them and they don't care about us. Well, one of my goals is to have better community relations between the Lake District and Canyon and Rushford and the landowners. I've already talked to Maggie about this. We're going to need to get the landowners involved. So, but at least if the commissioners could give me some direction, what do you want to do first? So, I'm just asking you, could you prioritize this by next meeting? Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Okay. Trail 9 erosion, I'm glad you brought that back up, because where are we at with that, Rhonda? We had talked about talking with the DEC about the erosion in Trail 9?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we really can't do anything till the water's done, because you can't see what's going on until we drain the lake.
And it's at that point that we need to contact DEC?
Yeah, get them back down here. They're aware of it. I mean, we had a meeting, I think it was like 2 years ago, maybe already, I don't know. And we went down to the Allegheny office, and we talked to Ken Taft and them about it. So they're aware of it a little, you know, what's going on down there. But we got in with the dam project then, and this kind of went to the back burner.
Maybe on the November meeting, Marty, if we put that on the agenda, just as kind of a reminder.
Besides doing the dredging to re-channel where that creek is going, I mean, do you think they are also going to want us to prevent it from moving back again, or putting some kind of shoring in there?
I don't know what they're going to want to do, you know. But, you know, you talk to the biologists down there, they don't want you in the lake bed at all. So I don't know what they're going to say, you know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how that's going to play out.
All right, secretary's report, the buoys.
Okay, the buoys. I did talk to the State Parks and Recreation Department, and Gene wanted to know if we could mark them. We can't mark them.
Okay.
Can't touch them.
All right.
But they are willing to work with us. They did want you to know that those are hazard buoys, and they did want you to know that anybody who throws cinder blocks to tie off to, it is illegal.
Okay. And can they be arrested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And they're going to work with me. I'm asking for, they gave us the spars, you know, the smaller ones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask them if we could have the bigger, older, those bigger ones we used to have. I think they're more visible. Shed. Yeah, we've been able to acquire a 10-foot by 20-foot shed for free. All we have to do is get it here from OEN. We've been working on that. I think we might have it here by Monday.
And I think John Kozlowski needs a vote of thanks from this board, because he got it for us free of charge. It's all wired. It has heat.
Windows, a door.
Windows, a door.
A good roof.
Is this for Balcom?
Balcom.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to set it, because the shed down there is basically falling apart, yeah.
And it will be shared by the launch attendants and the sheriff's department.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes. Thank you, John.
I've got pictures later.
Great.
Yeah, he's got photos you guys can see.
On his phone.
Yeah. And the dam park area, I just didn't want us to lose sight of that, that you wanted to do a dedication ceremony.
I would like, I would like to maybe get some kind of signage to put, well, they have kind of hanging signs to maybe put underneath the big sign that's up there, up by the fence of the dam. And Rhonda had suggested, Kirk Crandall made us a sign 1 year.
It's the one that's right out here that
is
district one.
Would you care if I pursued that with Kirk and found out how much it was? And
well, I'm also in the middle of doing the signs for lake drawdown and stuff too, so I could get it. I can have a price then too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm getting a price on the 5th, as long as we're on signs. I look at the calendar. If we do it for October 9th, they'll be good for 1 year. If we do it for October 15th, they're good for like 5 years.
Wow.
Well, we can make a motion to push it back a week.
I don't think anybody's going to complain.
Because, I mean, depending on, it flip-flops, Columbus Day flip-flops around.
Right.
It's early this year.
Yeah. Right, it is early this year.
So if we make it the 15th, it covers us for like 5 years worth of signs.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion.
Make a motion.
So move.
To change.
Yeah.
Draw it up.
Change, draw it up.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Save a little money.
Usually is October 15th.
Yeah. Columbus is early this year. That's why. I mean, we always.
And the other thing is, and I forgot to bring my, we talked about, you know, as long as we're on the sign thing, we had talked about redoing the signs at the boat.
Sorry, line. I can't hear.
But we never really came up with wording for that thing. So if we could, I'll take a picture of it, and we'll have the wording here in front of us so we can get that done. And I've got a price coming in 4x4 signs to indicate where the boat launch is. Both one down by Maggie's, and then we got permission from our barber to put one up there. And I'll have all those prices for the next meeting.
Okay, great.
Or if you want, I can email you the pictures, and you can just email me back what you want on the signs, and I can have it done for the next meeting.
No, we're meeting in two weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick, for taking care of that.
Also, putting those picnic tables and everything up by the Dam Park area is really nice. A lot of people have already been enjoying it, including John and I and some family members. It's so quiet and peaceful. We spent 2.5 hours just sitting at the picnic table. So it's really nice.
Do we want to store them in the shed at Balcom Beach?
Wouldn't hurt them, for sure.
I don't know.
Who's got the key?
I've got keys.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I've got keys to the lock.
To
the locks.
I don't think you'll be able to use the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you cut them in half, right?
No. Well, maybe we can figure out something. Mm. Okay.
You don't have any idea?
No. The kids wouldn't like it either. Okay, new business. Settlement agreement. We may have a settlement, and Bruce thought we might want to vote on it tonight, and there's specific verbiage to use in the resolution.
I would like to discuss it in executive session since it is a pending legal matter first.
I haven't seen that. So.
You haven't seen the verbiage or the settlement?
I've seen the settlement.
You didn't see that verbiage, okay.
I would just soon review that before we take any vote.
Okay. So there's a possibility we come out of executive and vote?
There's always a possibility.
Okay. All right. Finance. Bill, I think you've already...
I think you answered my question. I just got an invoice here from Belmont Hardware. I don't know who signed for this, but it's Street Lumber.
I did. I signed for it.
Is that for the picnic tables?
Yeah, the kids provided the labor, but we need to pay for the lumber.
That's it for me. I did enough tonight.
Okay, we've got open forum, and again, I'd like to limit everybody's comments, and I think it's just easier to go right around the room, and then if anybody wants to say anything, if they don't, they can just pass. Nothing from Jan. Okay. Pop?
This pending legislation that has been, we've all read about it. How, at the last meeting you said that would be posted on a website and public comment would be available and reviewed on the website?
I think that's what we said.
Where is it?
No, I said that I would get it on a website. It would be available for 90 days for review once I got it out. That's exactly what I said. I didn't, because I got it, because it's for the landowners, I can't even put it up to the public until such time as I have the landowners' approval, and their meeting isn't until next weekend.
Okay. So
the only thing I did say that I did do was I went to the town of Rushford meeting and I handed the board members that were there a copy of the legislation.
Why are we doing that on the landowner's website?
Because the district doesn't have one.
However,
why doesn't the district have one?
That's in our plan. That's in this comprehensive plan. I think that's one of the things we need to do. I think we need to have our own website.
But we're talking about legislation here, and we're putting it up on someone else's website. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well,
what difference is where it is if people have access to it?
People don't know they have access to it.
That's
people don't have access to it now, do they?
Sure they do. Anybody can come in here and request a copy of it. And we said that at two meetings.
This is the fourth time.
Yeah, but no. Wait, whoa. Fourth time that we've said that this legislation was available?
Yes. All you have to do is have me mail it to you. Come pick it up.
The legislation was passed in May.
Legislation was never passed. It's been withdrawn. So let's start out with that.
Okay, it went to the Senate in May, May 17th.
You're correct.
You never mentioned that legislation before the June or July meeting.
Well, the town of Rushford supervisor...
And it was already in.
The town of Rushford supervisor was aware of it.
I'm sorry?
The town of what do I start? The town of Rushford supervisor was aware of it.
When?
He said no at the town meeting.
That's what he said.
Wait, when was he made aware of it?
There's four board members that I'll swear on the Bible that he knew about it.
In February.
And if he wants to call me a liar, let him call me a liar.
Excuse me, didn't he sit on this board?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He sat on the board. He was at the meeting.
Yes, he was.
If he wants to call this whole board liars, let him. And I'll put him on the stand.
You were there.
I know what I heard, but I also know he was a member of this board up until I took over in April.
I'm not a liar, Bill. You want me to take an oath? I'll take an oath. He sat here, and I'll have our lawyer, because he was in a meeting with our lawyer.
I'm just saying, Deb was at the meeting with me, and that's exactly what he said.
Right? Well,
this is my 3 minutes. Does the board... Excuse me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's have order.
Sorry.
Bob. Okay, yeah. Finish.
Doesn't the board feel that with this legislation that the public should have had some input into it? I mean, you're talking about imposing $1,000 per day per incident fine, where you guys write the ticket, assess the fine, and then hang the guy. Is there a judge involved anywhere? Is there a township judge?
Did you read the legislation?
Yep.
What does it say about a hearing officer? Did you read that?
What does it say? Well, tell me. Who is going to be the...
subject to a hearing officer.
And who will that be?
You have the right... We can either get the town justice, if they're willing to do it, or you hire an independent hearing officer that comes in. It's no different than if you got a dispute. There's legal things you just hire. They're independent. They hear it. They make a judgment.
Bob, I would like to... Okay. I just want to say one thing, Bob. It has been stated, and I know Mike Abrasic has stated, that we already have the power to get it into court. I talked with Judy Barrett, who's the town justice of Canyadilla. Judy says there's no way it can get into court now. The only thing she thought, and she kind of agreed with me, is if neighbors have a dispute, maybe they can sue each other.
Why can that not be taken into court?
She won't entertain it.
We've already tried to get some stuff in the court. They won't even hear us. So you can take our district policy and throw it right out the window right now. That's why we're having half the problems we're having around the league.
Okay. But don't you think that the public should have had some input into that legislation?
Your time's up. It's not fair to everybody else.
Bob, come on. You know, you're asking really? This kind of a rhetorical question. We're posting it now. It's available now. Let's move on. Michelle. You have anything?
The last meeting we were talking about posting it in newspapers and we were going to come up with a cost. Did that ever happen?
I'm waiting for three papers. I called them last week and I'm waiting for three different papers to get back to me on what the cost of a legal notice would be.
How much, I know you send out newsletters to the lake owners to post different things. Why couldn't we send out a copy of this legislation to the landowners?
We've got a newsletter.
Well, we could. It would be some.
I mean, how would people know when this thing comes out in paper? And would know? I mean, we all know, but I mean, there's 500 people there in this meeting that know that there's a new legislation out. Unless they read a little ad in the paper.
I don't have a problem.
If people are interested in what's going on with the district, they will show up to the meeting. Make themselves aware.
One person, 3 minutes. Staying orderly, please.
Michelle, yes. There's no reason why we can't send it out in a newsletter. We've got a newsletter coming up. And Bill said there might be a little cost involved, but I think we can do it that way too.
Can we do it that way instead of the papers, maybe? I mean, do you think that's a more effective way to do it than the papers?
Yeah. That way nobody's got a complaint. They got the new legislation. If they want to come and complain about it, then they can.
But I think instead of paying for the papers and also doing this mail, I think the mailing's a great idea. I think you probably get more people than if you would at a newspaper.
as long as you guys are willing to do it.
Yep.
Can that be voted on by you guys?
Sure.
I don't...
Yeah. It should be.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. Okay. Send it out with the news.
Okay, is there a second? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good suggestion.
Okay, a couple quick questions. Ask you the questions, you can answer them when you're done, okay? First of all, did that person looking for a permit in Hutton's Bay, do they have a building and a septic, a residence and a septic? Second of all, at the last meeting, you said that your lawyers would be here to answer questions. And third of all, Kathy Young sent me a letter, and she said that she wants the town of Kennedy and the town of Rushford to work hand in hand with the board to get this legislation going. Do you plan on doing that?
Okay. Can I answer? Mm-hmm. Last question first, yes. Okay. Next question, the Hutton Bay fella,
right.
He's not even in the district.
That would be a no then.
I guess that's a no. And what was your third one?
The lawyer.
I spoke too soon. We had not contacted the lawyer. He had a social event he had to go to tonight. But he promises he'll be here September 7th, barring his death. Okay, so you can all ask, and if he doesn't show up, he is going to be dead. You can all ask him questions then. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're going to pass, okay?
Herman Smith, Eric K., Sunset Road, next to many of the fine neighbors that live here. And the way that I approach where I live, the public beach and the lake is always to my left. Mm-hmm. And when the water is down, I notice that the creek bed now has a Y to it. Is this what was talked about earlier, mm-hmm. where there's dredging? And with the remainder of my time, could you explain how the DEC is involved in that?
Anytime you work in the lake bed, mm-hmm. You have to file a permit with the DEC and the Army Corps of Engineers, and they have to review everything, and they can either say you can do it or you can't do it.
Is that simple?
It's that simple. They have jurisdiction.
Do they inform us what to do?
Well, yeah, and you know, basically, what you usually do, the way it usually works is you submit a plan. They review it, say yay, nay, or make adjustments to that plan.
That also works for the creek, too. You can't do anything in Brush Creek unless you have DEC approval.
Right.
Does that answer your question, Herman? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Mr. Regal. Tina.
I just wanted to say you guys are doing a wonderful job and thank you for your hard work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That doesn't happen very often.
Brett. Nothing.
John.
I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. Sir.
My name is Benny Smith. Just an observation. This couple here that was having trouble selling their property. I bought and sold a couple properties in my life, and usually when anybody that has the wherewithal to buy a property, they know the lines of demarcation. They know what they're buying. For this couple to lose out on that, I hope they don't lose out on that. But it just seems that if we know what we're buying, we know the lines, and that's what we get. And when we want to sell that property, it should be the same thing. But something has got to be done to make sure that those rules are followed. It just doesn't make sense to me what happened to my family. They knew what they were buying. This couple knew what they were buying, and now somebody's getting the shaft here. Mm-hmm. You can't go in and buy a Malibu and expect to come out with a Corvette. You know what you're getting here, and it's wrong that people expect to get something that they really are not bargaining for initially. It's just wrong.
And I think we agree with that, but on the other hand, we can't jeopardize the lives and safety of other people because boats have gotten bigger and everything. Everybody wants bigger and better, you know. And I think this commission, I think we're reasonable people here, and
compromise,
I think we will do our best.
Compromise will work in this situation right here, too, so I hope it works for you.
Mary?
Yeah, could you tell me what is Catherine, Senator Catherine Young's position on this legislation now that it's been pulled back?
She wants us to work with, as she wrote to your husband, she wants us to work with the two towns.
And she's going to resubmit it?
I think if we can work with the two towns, and our lawyer is working on working with the town attorney, yes.
And before that goes to the Senate, will we be able to view that? I mean, will that be open for all of us?
You mean the revised?
The revised edition, will that be open for all of us to take a look at so we can see what changes were made and if we have any objections, we can then voice our...
The thing you won't see, I don't, unless you go, whatever we submit to the Senate, they'll rewrite it. They write it in their language like Mayor.
Okay.
So you'd almost have to go to that, you know, when that's going to be presented and whatever, and look at their version of it, because they basically rewrite it.
But we'll know when it comes out so that we can take a look at it.
Right.
Okay. Is it fair to say that if we send this mailing out, it lets everyone read this legislation, and then they can express their opinions not only to us, but to the two town boards? And then once those three bodies come and make a decision as to how that legislation is to read, we would send it out again? Would we want to commit to something like that?
I think that's kind of the plan right now.
Okay, that would be a good idea.
Elections to referendum.
I'll be honest with you, I, as you know, I sit on this board. I can vouch there is nothing malicious in this legislation. That at least the meetings that I was sitting in, discussions that I heard, it was mainly for the enforcement powers. There was no other issue, to the best of my knowledge, discussed, unless I missed something.
But that was one of the parts that I didn't like. And I didn't like the, you know, there were a couple parts in there that I wasn't really,
right.
really
well, those,
happy
those,
with.
Those things can get worked out, but I mean, it's really the enforcement powers of this body. I'm sorry I took some of your time.
That's okay, thank you. Good question.
Bob?
No.
Sure?
Bob, wait. With regards to the question from your last meeting, everyone would be grandfathered.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir?
No.
Okay.
What was that question?
Oh.
Bob asked, because he's got lakefront and voting rights now, but without a structure on it, would he lose his right to vote? And everyone would be grandfathered, so he would then.
Hi, I'm Smith Tamaka. I was wondering if the commission has done anything with regard to my missing deck.
Nope. We've had our attorneys addressed it with both Warren Emerson and the judge, and there's been no answer back.
As of yet?
Nope. That's correct.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes.
With your three-year plan, I was very interested in helping on some of those committees.
Good. We've got copies for anybody in the audience. So if you would want to look and maybe pick one, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
For the record, I just want to say that the legislation was presented by the board on the May meeting, May 17th, 18th, I think that's when we got it, and when Senator Young presented it. And if you look at the Recreation District board minutes for that day, we actually amended the agenda to address the legislation, and that day it was put here in the office for review for evidence. So it was, and it was discussed in open forum also. So, you know, there was nothing secret, and you did have it out there for review.
How many hours does it take you guys to put together a grant? I mean, how much time does it take?
A lot.
This is the grant man here.
I'm not going to do it again.
Then we're not going to reface the dam.
I think you got to get someone a little more professional than me to do it. I mean, I think the reason we got it is because of Senator Young.
And I absolutely disagree. He did a wonderful job. Absolutely wonderful.
That's not the juice that gets it through. You can write all the pretty things in the world. You don't get some politician to back it.
My second question is, how much jurisdiction do the towns have over you guys? In terms of, you are, I believe, a municipality yourselves. We are, the district is a municipality. So how much jurisdiction do the towns have over you?
Other than bonding, none.
Can you appoint your own judge?
If 78 allowed us to have police powers, we could, but 78 doesn't allow us to have
police powers. And that's why we need the
legislation. The way the legislation stands right now, the only thing we have to go to either one of the towns for is for bonding.
So you are your own municipality. So
correct.
Right. We are special, and we don't need the home rule. That was a big issue, and we don't.
I just want to ask a question, Alon. Can I take part of your time?
Yes.
Didn't our lawyer explain to us that the towns do not have home rule, that it wasn't really necessary for us to...
Once they created the district, the home rule went away.
Now it's your decision because of the inquiries by the towns that you're, and Senator Young's position, that you're going to work together. But the lawyer told you that you did not have to get this approved by the town board of Rushford, nor did you have to get it approved by the town board of Canyon.
That's right.
Is that true? Am I understanding
that's right.
We never didn't want their input.
I'm just saying declaratively what that lawyer said in those meetings.
I think where Kathy Young is coming from, you have to think politically. You know, the lake residents are seasonal residents, and most of you will probably disappear back into the Buffalo-Rochester area. The reason why Kathy wants us to work with Rushford and Canyadea is because they are her long-term constituents, and you have to think politically. I mean, this is just the bottom line. This is the way things are. We might not like it, but that's the bottom line. And I think that's why she wants us to work with them. And I think we can work with them, and we certainly will try. I go to both board meetings, so... and I know many of you do. Maggie goes, and several, Janet goes, and I think we've made a difference by going to those board meetings, and we'll continue to do so. And hopefully we can get the support of the town boards. And there are reasonable people on the town boards. Jessica or Dale?
But I do now. I need to have you explain the grandfather. What are we talking? What is grandfathers?
That's attorney. That's a question you'll have to address our attorneys, because that's exactly the way he said it to us. So I don't have any specifics on it.
Who's grandfather?
Once again, that's a question that you can address to our attorneys at next meeting.
When we talked with
Bob, were you aware of that when he said, you said thank you?
Yeah.
They're talking about having a dock on a piece of property that doesn't have a structure.
36 years ago, correct, we bought a piece of property. We have two pieces of property, one on Rush Creek Road where we live, and the property at a mile from us at the end of, by the beach, behind the beach. And we bought that property 36 years ago. RG&E granted us that dock. So we just don't feel that, and for 36 years, whatever has been involved, we've been involved, and we have been allowed to participate.
So that applies to you and to you only?
No, the voting. It's a voting issue. They don't have a structure on their property. But because
they're going for new legislation to require a building on, we're grandfathered in because we had it way before this legislation.
Again, I ask, does that apply to you and you only?
No.
There are other docks that don't have structures.
Correct.
It was said last meeting, it would be from the time the legislation is approved, mm-hmm, forward, anyone buying the property. So everybody would be grandfathered.
Jason, did you want to say anything?
Oh, yeah, I want to back up here. You guys approved something for Yankee? And there was mention of a shed. What is that shed, and is it below the 1450?
1440 there, first off, it's not 14...
1445.
45, and it's above that there.
Okay, that's, I was just...
I didn't want to miss these people back here, sir.
I'm Dennis Schumacher, Sunset Road, part-time resident, summer resident here, and I feel I have a lack of voice in anything that goes on down here, but they take my money fairly readily. And so I feel other people are getting the benefit of, you know, my tax dollars. Is there a way that some of us in Orchard Park area, Kenmore area, Tonawanda area, can use our legislation in a organized fashion to influence what's going on down here? Not to dismiss the power of the legislature down here.
You know, it certainly wouldn't hurt to talk to them and tell them, you know, you've got an interest, you're paying taxes down here, you know, maybe ask them to work with our senator and assemblyman. Our assemblyman is Dan Burling, our senator's Kathy Young, and Kathy certainly has been, well, Kathy and Dan both have been there for years, so I'm sure they would know your senator and your assembly person.
Is there any way that I can get the information in electronic format of the owners down here and where their permanent addresses are? You know, what I would like to do is contact these people via...
What about the lake book? Did you get the lake book? Yeah, the lake guy?
Exactly my point, I want something in electronic format. I don't want to turn into a full-time job, you know, I'm just looking for a very easy way to get this group motivated, you know, corralled to contact the legislature.
Chairman?
Okay.
We have never, you know, as long, this has been brought up a couple of times, and I don't know how this current board feels about it, but we always felt we didn't want, we didn't feel we had the right to distribute everybody's names and addresses and everything else out there.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that, so that your best bet's to work with your landowners association, use the book and then contact people here, and, you know, maybe there's a way there that you can find out, or compare names here with the Erie County phone book. I think there's a way to do it without us violating...
Tax rolls.
Tax rolls are another way.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to conclude by reiterating what this young lady said, that there are a lot of people around the lake that sincerely appreciate all of the hours and dedication that you folks have given to promote some harmony on the lake, and I thank you for that.
Okay, we're almost done here. Janet?
Yeah, I have two things. First, in the Cuba Patriot today, I read that Cuba Rushford passed their budget, and they were $221 per thousand or something, and they're lowering their tax rate to $1,750. So everybody's got a school, because don't the landowner, or don't the Lake District pay school tax? Whatever the word is, it's like $3 less per thousand. It was good.
Yes, it is good. Mike, oh, you're not done, sorry.
But the other thing I wanted to mention is with this legislation, I've been involved in attending board meetings for a long time, and there's a group of people that feel we're out to get them, and it's all against certain people, and it's not, I've watched these meetings and I've seen, you know, if you, everybody generally has always gotten along, but society's getting worse. People are suing, whether you're, I'm not talking about that one person, but this district has no way to enforce. If someone's infringing on your dock space and you have right, and you complain to the board, they can send a letter. Well, you're not going to get satisfaction, the person breaking the rule isn't going to get punished. So I just want the community to know, it's a positive thing, you know? Pay attention to the details, maybe, I know that there's a group of people concerned, and Dell, and everybody has a right about losing their voting right, and that's not what they're trying to do. I mean, it's for the good, so I just wanted to publicly say that, it's not to hurt anybody, it's really to protect everybody, because it's all there are.
are lawsuits nowadays, and these people can't just say, go and talk to this neighbor and that neighbor. Can you do this? Can you do that? They used to do it. They don't do it anymore, so.
Thanks, Shannon.
I get so upset when I talk about it.
Well, and you know, I know I don't have
time. You had your turn.
I know, but I want to add, this day and age, everybody seems to just do what they damn well please to do, and that's all.
You know, I
And that's why we need, like, just, we need to make it happen.
Okay, Mike.
I'm good.
Sheila is good.
Sheila's good.
No, wait until next week.
Sheila, you want to say?
I do agree with everything she has said. You've got to follow some rules around here, and so far, a lot of them have been dismissed, a lot of them have been ignored, and I think it's time now to be serious about what you wrote in your rules that you follow, and I think they should be followed.
Tina.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Tom.
Okay.
What about John?
Huh? John.
No.
No. Rhonda says no. Never mind, John. Yes.
One thing I guess has kind of bothered me is I've been to a lot of the meetings concerning the legislation too, where I heard both supervisors say they didn't care what the lake people did. So I'm kind of surprised that they're all in the uproar now over the legislation.
Believe me, that is one of the things in this plan that I have. We need to make better feelings between, it's almost like between town and gown with colleges. We need better relations, PR relations, whatever you want to call it, between the towns of Rushford and Canyadilla and the Lake District. Because a lot of these people in the towns just say, I don't care what those lake people do. They're a nuisance. Well, we may be a nuisance, but we're paying the bucks. We are paying the bucks. And that's the bottom line. So I really don't want to get into this. We've got an executive session we've got to get
can
into.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
When this district was put together, the board consisted of three elected commissioners and one appointed by the town of Rushford and one appointed by the town of Canyadilla. Now let me... I'm going to ask you this question. Do you give reports to them?
Yes, I do.
Why do they say they don't know anything about what we're talking about when they have their own hand-picked representative from Rushford and from the town of Canyadilla? And there was an express purpose for setting it up that way, so that there would be communication between this board and the two towns.
I
remember. I was back there in 81.
So you're saying that two of these people are hand-picked by the towns?
Yes.
I am. I live by
Rushford. And who's from Canyadilla?
Gene Morgan.
So then it's their responsibility to make sure that their towns know what's going on. They bring it back, report to them.
I take the agenda with me that we have had here. And I go article by article and report. Janet knows. She was there the last time.
And I have the personal opinion that it's the attorney for both towns that has caused the question.
Well, I don't want to get into that.
He was involved in the original. That's my own personal opinion.
But anyway, I've been here for 26 years, and there's been some issues between various courts and the towns that make my head spin.
Yes.
Could I reclaim my time?
Sure.
I'd like to suggest that when you send out a copy of the proposed legislation with the newsletter, if you be very specific and highlight the names of the people and addresses or email addresses that we can reflect to.
Yes. Kathy Young's office.
Oh, okay. All right. And Dan Burley. Yes. Okay.
Make it very easy for people to
get there. Yes.
So you can, no.
You can
put it in a box, put it in red, whatever. Make it easy for people.
You know, it might not hurt to also give you a list of the town officials, Canyadilla and Rushford.
They're all in the
It's in the lake book.
Yeah. I know, but it might be good to highlight that.
Yeah, a lot of people get a lake book.
Yeah.
All the info is in there. Cover it there.
The ones I have.
All the government officials.
Yeah. Okay, I think we are, is there a motion to...
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
Mm-hmm.
Where can we pick up the copy?
We're going to review, you got to put this out there.
Yes, we got to say what we're...
We're going to review a settlement agreement between the RLRD and Mr. K.
Right.
Our property east of the river.
Okay, we have to say that. What do you want?
Your, the copy of your plan?
Your plan?
Oh, the three, where's that? What is that?
Yeah, just...
Wait a minute. What do you need? The comprehensive plan, so I can...
Oh, okay, you made a motion.
Oh, the three-year...
All of you...
No, I don't...